Simon Shin Samak, and we're holding in Sif Chav Tes, Mishabura Kuf, Sifkat and Kuf Yud Tes. So one side you had the Yam, other side you had this Ashba, an Ash, which is Sharabim, which is not normally cleaned out. And also the Hispanos, Shere Kolayam, Ashlichim, Shavcheim, people bring their Shavchen. Shavchen usually is liquid that they have to pour out in Sifleim. And the manure, etc., they put over there. Well, it has to go, but the height will is constantly replenished. Well, Ashba the Yochid, but if it's an individual person's private dump, Avogav the Hashta Gaboya start talking, even though right now it has a height of 10 Tvachim, it's very possible Lamacher Yinna Kenna, that they might clear it out tomorrow. The Yachsar Gav Husan, the height will be missing. We're afraid. The natter atzol the tautel, yital the gamacher kasheyech chaser gavhusa. So afraid the person will not check every time the shirt has the right height, and he'll assume he can carry there, even though the next time already the height is missing. So we do not allow it to start with. I don't relate to exactly the metzias of the things. We don't live in that type of the world of having ashpas. The end of our movies.
Different society,
that
they didn't have any place to put things.
Right. So they're normal. Okay. Kuf Chof. Now, we're not afraid. Maybe Shana Yala Yam Sirtun. Ritzal Omer. Shagam Ein Choshen. So that takes care of, we're not concerned about the Ashpa being emptied out. That takes care of that end. What about the end, which is by the yam? We're not worried about the yam is going to throw up all of this material, sand, etc., to raise the height, so you're going to end up having a piece of land there. That's not going to happen so quickly. It'll take away the fourth mechitza because the yam will put up too much material. Yala yam sirtoin, kuf chav aleph. Some disagree, and we are concerned that will happen. Shekein derech hayam. It's normal for the yam. Shemala chov avonim etzel svaso. It deposits sands and rocks by the edge. When we scatz, so the area becomes the yam becomes further out, and there's more of this other stuff over there. Nasakarka b'roich parso. It becomes a place where people can walk. About the mechitzas, and then thereby taking away the status of the mechitza because there's a yam there.
You mean there's land there?
There is land there. Thank you. Metalti nami v'mavuas can make our people will continue to carry inside the movi as they originally assumed. Now, this is ultimately a case where the water came immediately up to the doorstep of the Mavi, and there was a drop inside under the water. There was a drop at an angle which would be considered a wall. It's also possible you have a bank going down to the yam. If before you get to the level of the water, already there's an angle going down, and the angle is sharp enough that it goes down 10 tefachim down as it travels 4 amas out. It raises the natural mechitza b'chol inyan, so that's already a mechitza. We're not worried about that being filled up with material and taking away that angle. So until that happens, it'll be quite some time. And therefore, so we'll rely on that. We skim achrenim l'dach l'hafrik d'ezul. The opinion of the achrenim is to be machrel the second opinion. We can't rely on the yam because maybe it will put out too much material and cause the deposit of material that the land's going to be flat and you're not going to have your. There's going to be a gap between the mavui and the yam. Now, v'dafka b'yam. This is all talking about a case where you're talking about a yam is there, a lake is there, a sea is there. of the Nahoris, we talk about it, if there's a river going by, if the banks of the river are steep enough that it's considered a wall, they're not worried that it's going to create sirtan, put up this material, take away the banks. The Menesha Svasa and the Harka Mechitza, Kesheish Begavas are Tvachim, as long as it has a height of 10 Tvachim, that'll be counted as a Mechitza. Ochen and the Horisha Darkon, the Hisyabesh Bekayats. You have rivers which dry out in the summer. Kushmisyabshim and Bemidran Shalem Goba Sar Tvachim and Tehar Bahamas. When they dry, they don't have enough of an angle. I don't know what the Messias would be, how that changes. I mean, the angle of the ground should remain constant, whether the water is there or not. I'm not sure why that's so. But if that would be the situation, yes, that's a Belotikun. If that can happen, you can't use it ever, because you're always afraid he might. If we don't require him to make a tikkun right away, he might end up carrying there in a time where it's not acceptable. Okay, now, so I'm relying on the yam, on the river over here as the fourth wall. So, you know, the case where the river is immediately at the doorstep of the mavi, that's fine. So that's your fourth wall. But akaponim beinan she had nohar samach mamish l'resha mavi, that the harvest has to be immediately adjacent to the end of the mavi. That should be considered the wall of the mavi. Avimhu rochuk me'abatim yosim yeser amis. If after the houses end, the river is more than 10 amis away. Sarach tikun there's a mokum havi poritz. Now there's an opening. There's a gap between the end of where the houses are and the river. Opening more than 10 amas, that's considered a pirtsa. Okay. Yeah, okay. Vimnik Roshim Bimosak Shomim, if they freeze in the winter, so both laws of Machitza, also the Taltal. If the river freezes, so we don't count what's been, we say, well, under the water, there's an angle which is steep enough that it counts as a wall. That doesn't make a difference right now, because you have a floor, you built a floor on top of it. The water, the frozen water, functions as a floor, and you ignore what's beneath it. As you know, like ground, like you put ground on top. And the Shartzian and Kuf Dalet says, the Taz says, not only is it not acceptable in the winter, it's not even acceptable in the summer, but the, you know, then he brings other people to Mekel that we're not far. Fine. Beish meachranim the servant delivering his batal mechitza al yedei krisha. Some disagree with the Rambam of Ram and say the fact that it freezes does not take away the status of mechitza, because since the nature is at any given time theoretically the sun could come out and would allow it to melt, it doesn't have a status of a real permanent item which would block the river, block the walls of the river. Fine. This is all talking about the your mechitza, which you get by the wall of the river, by the bank of the river, is beneath the water. But if you're going to get the slope going down to the water level already is enough of an angle that there's 10 tefachim down within the distance of 4 amas out before you get to the water level. So the fact that it freezes is not important, right? Because you have a wall there anyway. So there's no reason to be machmer in that situation. Okay, so we said that some people are choshes that we do not rely on the yam. If you have to close off the fourth side because it's open totally, the yam doesn't count, so you have an open movi, is open on the fourth side. So either b'tzurah pesach or b'lechi or b'kara, you have to put some type of a tikkun at the end of the fourth side, either anyone which is acceptable. Ir shemukav sviva choritz she'omak asara tvachim, there's a moat. there's a ditch around the city, which is at least 10 tvachim deep. Rechava arba tvachim, and it's 4 tvachim wide. We count it as a wall. There's no need to put any tikkun around the city. Because you have your... the similar view, you have a tel mislak around the whole city. The whole city is built on a hillock. And around the city you have this... it's on a plateau. So you have this drop of 10 tvachim down within the arba amas traveling out. So that counts as a wall. I'll call for that in a second. Rechav Arba Tvachim, Havi Kemukim Mekoy Masivu Veinu Tzorach Shum Tikun. V'miyesh Gesher Al Gabi HaChiritz. If there is a bridge which goes over this ditch, Shalchan Derech Sharm on the Mavuos Eir, which that allows entrance into the Mavuos which are in the city. Nisbar Lamel Shetzorach Lasa Shum Tikun. That'll act like a pierce in the wall. You have to enclose that area. So you have to put some type of tikkun over the bridge.
Why does he use the lashon the mavoas here? Why not say Rishus Arabim? A lot of times the gesher would go into Rishus Arabim, not necessarily to a specific mavo. Is there a specific reason why he uses that lashon?
I'm not sure. I was not clear about that myself.
Oh, okay.
Now the charitz. Issue that if it was dug, the chiritz was remember we had before. I mean, I'm assuming the size of the city is more than the base of Siam. It's more we would like imagine has a few houses and it's more than the base of Siam. So if you have a case where it's the hekev is there first, and then you start using it, so it's mukhev, it wasn't mukhev ladira originally. So naturally occurring hekev doesn't count as a wall. If the hekev was there before, there was a yishuv. You have to have the yishuv and then the hekev. Right? You have to first build the houses, then build the fence. You built the fence first, then you built the houses.
In a city as well?
So the case before was there is... I forget who says it. It'll come to me. But they point out, in other words, in a case where you have an island... One of the issues with an island is because that there you have a case the hekev was there before the yishuv.
So most of the time it's like that. But if it's a natural thing. It's...
Right, so but that's the point. So I can't rely on that as my hekev.
So then that's back to the Manhattan
issue.
That's going to be true even without bridges then. Any island, even a, you know...
Right, correct. So in other words, if I built a seawall around... So, in other words, so a lot of Brooklyn, they built up a seawall. So you built the seawall. The seawall was built. You have the seawall. Then you have a problem with the bridges. But in a case where it's naturally occurring, there was no action by the people to do a hekev. So that's a problem which you can't rely on. So we hear this guy. I gave you an example of a plateau, a city built on top of a plateau. You would have a problem of a natural hekev. That was the hekev was there before the house was there.
What are you saying? People built up the seawall.
So then you made a man-made hekev after there was a yishuv already.
That's fine.
Okay. Sif Lamed. Mavi shetira echad oruch echad katzer. You have a mavi which one wall extended out further than the other. So afilo ein tzad ha'oruch ha'oruch. The longer one is not longer than the shorter one by 4 amas. So the heter is when you want to be matched based on korah, not service of passive, based on korah, just putting a beam across. You can put the beam across. You have to put the beam across from the shorter side of the mavi straight across to the other side. You can't go at an angle. And you may make a Tzurza Pesach at an angle. Which we'll discuss, because Tzurza Pesach acts as a mechitza, so you made a mechitza. You made a mechitza at an angle. You made a mechitza, the maisa. But Kuro acts as a hecker. You don't have a valid hecker. If you put it at an angle, that will confuse people. Like, so where does the Mavi really end?
Where does the Mavi really end?
Well, so theoretically,
I mean, it's just a Pesach ends it. But I'm saying, let's say if you do a Kara, which doesn't really mechanically change anything, where does it end? Does it end at the by the short wall, or but does it end in the diagonal?
Well, theoretically, it could end. First glance, it should end by the short wall, because you have to have three walls.
You know, I would think that it's right. By the short wall.
But there are cases where theoretically you could extend the third wall using various different hilchos, etc. Say, but I'm not going to. But I'll say, okay, well, why can't it be at an angle? You're right; it can't go longer than the third one. But why can't it be at an angle to the fourth one? So it says that if I make a mechitza, make a mechitza. I just put a kara there,
and there's nothing making it going to the long wall. It's nothing there.
It's but just, if it's less than arba amas, it's not really like it's a new area. It's like it's just some level of an extension of what you have. What's there? We had that idea before. Had it before somewhere.
What's the idea of why would you need a Tzuras HaPesach?
Well, you need something for the fourth wall, for the fourth side.
The problem is there's no way to do a korah in such a way that.
Well, you could do a korah. You see, the korah would have to be straight across from the shorter edge.
So you're losing
that that end of the mavi. The longer ends, if the longer end continues out three amas longer, or five amas longer, so those five amas would be cut off. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, but tachamavi yochel anicha kar balachsa. If you want to, if you have both walls extend all the way to the end, and you want to put your kar in with. In the space of the mavi, a little bit set back, you want to put an angle. That's not a problem. We don't say the fact that it's an angle is the problem. It removes the hecker. It just doesn't work when it's going beyond the walls of the mavi.
It seems like the Be'er Halacha brings down a shita that you can put the kara on the angle, but you can't carry past the short wall, which
correct.
Is a little hard to understand that, because people would easily get confused with that. I mean, when they see the kara going, they'll say, "Okay, I could walk carry to the kara." I mean, that's the whole purpose of the heker, isn't it? That you know how far you can go. And if you're saying you can only carry to the short wall, then and it's on a diagonal, who's going to know that? You have to be a Talmud Chacham to know that, right?
I mean, I hear. It's a good time. Huh?
What was the last thing you read? Mishnah Berurah Kuf Kaf Daled.
I didn't say Mishnah Berurah yet. But talk about Yochel and Yechel Kerba Laksa. And Mishtamish B'Kotzer, Kenegat HaKotzer, B'Orach Kenegat HaOrach. So if you put an Laksa inside of the Mavoi, so you can use up to, you put the Kura at an angle inside of the Mavoi, so you can use the area up to the where the Kura is. So the shorter edge where you put the Kura further back, you can only use up to that point. And the side you went further, you can use it up to that further edge.
Honestly, we're talking about putting a kara in addition to it.
No. He said, let's say the walls of the mavi extend all the way to the ends. They're equal.
They are equal.
Right.
Okay.
I want to go inside and put my kara at an angle for whatever reason inside of the mavi. That's not a problem. The fact that it's not straight doesn't take away its status of a kara.
See, because there it won't be a problem because you're not going to go over the amount.
Right.
Because
correct. He's just pointing out, don't think that there's an intrinsic problem of putting
it being crooked.
Being crooked. Another one being crooked. Kuvkov Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Sisira Echad Oruch, Nimshach Kosla, Lishas Rabim Yersim, Mikosla Cheni. One wall is longer than the other. If you're in Sa'ad, even though the one which extends is not our Bahamas, for the Nefil Pachas, even if it's less than that, Gamkin Emeniach, Elekneget Akotzer, Dafka Volevlach. You have to put the Kura across from the narrow one, the shorter one. And you can't go at an angle. But Tom. So what's the problem over here? The kar mishum heker asuya. It's the reason why it's there is to remind people that this is not the same as Rishas Rabin, where in Rishas Rabin you can't carry. And over here you're allowed to carry because you see that you need these type of tikkunim. Well, Lachson lo have a heker. Lachson will not be a valid heker. Why? Behind the Mianichenu Balachson, Mishtamish Mitzad HaOruch, Negat HaOruch, Shedavik connected. If you'll put it in an angle, and you will continue to use on the further, the edge which goes further, all the way up to that further edge, Haraya Zeh, people will see this, Yarmish and Mutulish Damish versus Arabim. Oh, but you're carrying in a place which is versus Arabim. Fishayin Oysa Oidev, Damish, Yehemin, and Mavi. It doesn't look to people that's part of the Mavi. They don't perceive this as part of the Mavi. They say, oh, so you have your hacker to explain that's different than versus Arabim. Zewatam, the Hitra Harkach. That's why, if it's inside of the Mavi, so people won't confuse it with the Shisarabin. If you picture your average Mavi was immediately adjacent to the Shisarabin, so since one wall extends further, obviously the flow of the Rabin is not going to walk in there. But on the other hand, people will, because they don't see the wall on the other side, well, people will perceive it as Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're not allowed to carry there. So what can you do? Yasser Shem Sursa Pesach Balasim. Yishtamash Kotzer Kenegat Kotzer, Baruch Kenegat Aruch, and you can carry up to the edge of the Sursa Pesach, which is at an angle. But the Sursa Pesach, Havi Kemar Mechitza, Sursa Pesach is Mechitza, I can put a wall at an angle, so they can put a source of Pesach at an angle. Now, if you like a rock of a Pesach, a Mavi, Yosem, Yasser Amos, even if the opening was more than 10 Amos, source of Pesach is not bothered by the fact that the opening is more than 10 Amos. Okay, now, we pass in Lechi as Mishum Mechitza. So, I'm telling you that Mechitza works, so let Lechi work. So I can put a lechi there and solve the problem also. No. Even I put two lechiyim, one on each end, one but the edge of the at the end of the long one and the end of the short one, without putting a vertical, without putting a horizontal across. They wouldn't help. Even though the opening is not more than 10, because more than 10 alechi doesn't work, but 10 less, 10 or less, it works. It's less than 10. Lechi works out mechitza. But lechi requires that you have a wall there, and you're being mad to the opening. I don't really have a wall there because the fourth wall, the other wall is too short. So where this the outer lechi is being placed, there's no wall on the other side of. There's no wall on the other side. But the lechi by the shorter edge, that's a valid lechi. Shumata rak nichoy biyosher, and it'll permit. What's immediately across from it at a 90 degree at a straight line across, as opposed to an angle at 90 degrees across. Now, this will work. So, if I have my mavui, and this one goes longer, and I put a lechi here and a lechi here, I can carry from this lechi across here. I can't carry any of this the triangle, but where I put the inner lechi, I can carry straight across. Anything behind that, that's a lechi at the end of the mavi. One lechi works.
I'm not visualizing.
If I have two walls, right? So this is a longer wall, here's a shorter wall.
Right.
I put a lechi here.
At the end of the long wall.
Shorter wall.
Shorter wall.
So I can carry straight, draw a line straight across and carry behind it.
Right, but you have one lechi, ones if you have two.
Doesn't make it any worse.
I'm saying if you have two, you have one at the end of the long one and one at the end of the short one. Why is that a problem?
He said that won't work because...
That's the part I don't understand.
What? Because the wall is makib. They're saying there was... Because lechi works, if I have three walls and I put a lechi at the edge of the end of the fourth, it closes that off. Since I don't have wall, this last part doesn't have wall, this lechi out here, the lechaim aren't connected to each other. They don't work together. So this lechi is over here trying to rematter this. As far as it's concerned.
And that one is out there.
And there's nowhere. No wall there.
Oh, so what you said is very... Now, when you said that, I'm clearer. It's saying the lechis don't work together. Right. They're two separate entities.
Two separate entities.
Because the inner one is fine,
right.
But the outer one
has nothing there to work
with. Nothing. But you should be able to carry on the straight line
of the inner one.
Of the inner one.
Correct.
I understand. But a Tzuras HaPesach is different.
Tzuras HaPesach is a whole wall. It's like a whole wall.
It's like a whole wall.
Right.
I understand.
Now, he says, furthermore, I'll take it a step further. So this is all talking about a Mavi. But what about a Chotzer? So a Chotzer, one Lechi does not matter a Chotzer. You need two Lechiyim to matter. You need two Lechiyim without a Tzuras HaPesach. But a Chotzer, you can be matter the opening of the Chotzer with two Lechiyim. Right, he says. Well, that'll be the same. That'll still be a problem. So I taught you about the mavoi. So I said, forget about this one. This lechi over here, I can use the lechi of the shorter wall straight across. Mm-hmm. But when I have, if this is a chotzer, so this lechi is out here with nothing working with it. Mm-hmm. This lechi doesn't have another one. Doesn't have a pair either.
Then, yeah.
So you end up with zero. Mutzba lechi echad. Al bechotzer shetzarek shnei pasim. You need two pasim with two pasim with the equivalent of two lechis. A mavuah shalono sheyesh lem din chaser. As our mavuahs have a din of a chotzer. Feel on makom hakotzer gam kan eno mutzli shlamish. You can't carry it all. Shir acher shlenuch letzarif a love halechi ha'acher sheno emet negdo. We don't use the outer lechi. The inner lechi doesn't have another lechi. Only has one. Like it's certainly zerba makom shemamin shnei lechiyayim sheyamidim b'shabes zeken egezeh below balachsim. So comes the Chayyim and says, "This is a very. If you're not going to use the Tzuras HaPesach, and you're going to use two Lechiyayim, they always have to be perfectly parallel. Otherwise, if one is a little bit further out than the other, you're going to lose your status of any heter."
How much is the margin of error?
Probably visible.
Masha.
Visible. What's visible to the eye? Tzuras HaPesach, Hanei Filah Balatzim, Chanah, but Tzuras HaPesach would work. Because of Kedushay Rashba, the Tzuras HaPesach Mahani Afilo Hoyetzad Echad Oidif Al Chaber Arba Amos VeYoser, the Hukamai Mechitza Gemur. Even if it's beyond 4 Amos, it's like a whole new area of 4 Amos already. No, not a problem, because it's a Mamash wall.
A Lechi doesn't have to be at the end of the wall. Where would you put?
You could put Lechi earlier in. We'll have that nice.
So it would be just like on the side of the wall.
Right.
It would be just on the side.
Right, correct. But inside of the, if I want to step further back into the mavi and make a kura at a crooked kura, that's fine. Yachol niach, I can put it at an angle. I am a taz. Shemitzade the dafkim alachs and eno yosem yaser amos di lavochi also b'ainu b'irlochem. So he says, okay, we said a kura can't be more than 10 amos wide. So normally that's because the opening would be more than 10 amos. It's porutz, and you can't close a pirtza with a kara. But over here, the opening is not more than 10 amas. The width of the mavi is 8 amas. But since you put it at an angle, so the length of the kara ends up being more than 10. So what happens over there is, listen, the problem of the fact that I have a pirtza of 10 amas, I don't have a pirtza of 10 amas. But I have a kara longer than 10. I never had a case of a kara which is longer than 10. So you could argue, listen, there's no intrinsic problem with a kara which is longer than 10. The problem is you have an opening which is too big. But over here, the opening is not too big just because the kara is at an angle.
Right.
So maybe it should be okay. Comes a taz and says no.
Right.
He wants to bring a the Mishabur wants to bring from a Yerushalmi that if it's not longer than he gives a share of 3 amas, then the fact that it's longer than 10 amas would be okay. We have to work out angles over there. I'm not good at figuring out angles in my head. I'm not sure why the Taz holds the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why it holds the problem.
What's the the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if you put a Tzuras HaPesach up at an angle, then you can go ahead and put your mavoi up at an angle as well. Since you've got a wall there anyway.
If I have one of the walls is longer than the other, I can put a Tzuras HaPesach at the end of Right. One end at the end of the longer wall, one end at the end of the shorter wall, put it at an angle, and that'll be fine.
Right.
Because it's like I made a wall.
That I understand. But he says,
the Tochem Avi is not a case of Tursa Pesach. I told you, you can't make a Kura at an angle. Mm-hmm. It won't work in that case. But if I want to step back into the Mavui, if for whatever reason I decide I want to put my Kura at an angle, so... I'll lose part of my movie. I can't carry in the part of the movie, but the walls extend all the way to the end, both of them.
Even if they both extend, then for whatever reason, it's more convenient to do that.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be allowed to do that. Okay, Hamid Lechi be'emsa ha'movi. For whatever reason, he decided to put the lechi halfway down the length of the movie, not all the way at the end. So that lechi is matir from that point and further back. Now, there is different chaserus opening up into the mavui. One of the chaserus opened into the mavui beyond that lechi. So it means that further chaser was not behind the lechi. It was in front of it and was not included in the het of the lechi. So now we have another problem. So it comes out that the back area, those two chateres which are back there, there's a chater on each side in the back. So that back area, those two chateres have created their lechi, and now they're going to make a shituf mavuos and connect with each other.
Right.
But the guy in the chater in the front can't join that because he can't carry there.
Right.
So now you have the mavi, which is being shared by two groups. So hemel lechi b'emtzah mavim yesh chotzer me'alechi v'lechutz v'osu gamachitzenem lechi l'roshem mavim. So now the outer group made another lechi all the way at the end of the mavim. So you have the back group made their lechi for the back end of the mavim. The front group made a lechi in the front of the mavim. Osim elu al elu anshiyar v'yachat. So there's two groups sharing the mavim. You cannot carry there in either area until you make. They join together like in Ruvah Chatzeres. It's called a shituf of mavuos. They have to make a shituf. That's if there's a chotzer at that point. V'im ein sham chotzer. Okay, if there's no chotzer there, so the fact that I put up my lech in the middle, so I can care from there and back. Or oshiyeh sham chotzer. There is a chotzer.
In addition to building these lechis, you have to have some kind of like a sharing of bread and stuff in addition to that, right?
Yes.
So ultimately, by definition, no matter where you build the lechis, if you don't have that sharing, yeah, it's a problem. You don't have that sharing, and if you have that sharing, why would they have to? If they're in the mode of sharing with each other, why would they build two lechis in the first place? I mean, they're contradicting each other.
So the shal is like this, right? Let's here's your mavi, right? So we put a lechi halfway down the middle.
Yeah.
There's two chateres over here. So each chater made their own ruvi chateres.
Okay.
Now they have to make what's called a shituv mavuos.
Right.
And they make the two together. They put a lechi there. We're not sharing the rest of the mavi. We're making a shituf of mavuos over here. We're just dealing with the back area, the two of us. And we're making a shituf of mavuos. So can they carry from here and back? They're the only people which really use that area, and they made a shituf. So the argument would be yes. Comes along, the shofar says no, but there's another chutzner here, and he's going to be using this area of the mavi.
Right.
And let's say there's another chutzner here, and these two guys make a shituf together. So these say, listen, Rabbi said, this is your section, this is our section, we have our shituf, you have your shituf, and everybody's happy. No, they have to make a shituf together between the two of them. Because you can't make this arbitrary line across the mavui and pretend as if there's two real separate areas, and you have your section, and we have our section.
Because it's really one area.
It's really one area.
But if one that they built... a Tursa of Pesach there, then there would be like a wall. So then they theoretically...
Okay, we're going to get there.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get there. Okay, now, that's if there's a chutz in the front area. If there's no chutz in the front area. Oh, sheyesh chutz, so there is a chutz in the front area, but also chitzenim lechi, the Rosh Hashanah, but they didn't then make any... take any steps to permit themselves to carry on the mavon, because they didn't put a lechi at the opening, so they can't carry. So they're just basically carrying in their chotzer, not in the mavon. So it comes that the only people which are using the mavon to carry is the back area, and those two people, those two chotzeris, have joined together in a shittah. Shemin alechi lefnim is mutarim. So that would work. That's if you put one lechi across. Of also beemsa shnei pasim. If what you did in the middle, halfway up the mavoi, instead of putting a lechi there, you put two pasim. Or you pass arbo. You made a roch of yosem yasser, or a pas which is either two pasim, or a pas, you know, two lechis. Or one board which is four tefachim wide, if the opening of the mavi is less than 10 amos, or shalsu tzuras a pesach imurach of yosem yasser, or they put a tzuras a pesach if it's more than 10 amos. So then, afilim yesh chotzer min hatikin b'lachutz, v'also gam achitzanim tikin l'rosh mavi. So the back area, there's some chatzeres in the front, there's some chatzeres in the back. They put a tzuras, a pesach across. They made a shituv of mavuos in the back section. These fellows said, fine, we'll make our own. They put a lechi at the end of the mavui. But this is tzuras, a pesach down the middle. So it's like two walls. So you can make your own tikkun, we can make our own tikkun. That'll work. So then the lechi is, kolechad yochel arav v'yid mutzah b'chelk. Each group can join together and be mutzah to carry in their section. So what we're seeing over here is that because the power of a lechi to create a wall, because lechi is b'shem chitza, it's not the same level of wall as a tzuras pesach. The same level of wall, or even shnei pasim. Because we said before, chotzer, two lechis can be matar a chotzer. Chazal said that's a more of an act of enclosing it than putting one lechi. So the more you enclose it, the more it's a separate entity, and you can be mishtatev separately. Okay. Now he's gonna point out the in Lamed Beis. You remember we're being matzored based on if you're being matzored a lechi putting it in the midpoint, but it has to be considered a valid mavi from that point and backwards. Remember the definition of a mavi was the length is greater than the width. So if the back section of the mavi was only 8 amos long, but it was 9 amos wide, so it's not a mavi. So you can't put a lechi there. It's a chotzer. So you'd have to put, tzuras a pesach would work, or two pasim would work, but a lechi wouldn't work.
So if you did that, you wouldn't get into this problem.
So if you did that, the lechi would be irrelevant, correct? So say if there's a lechi at the far end, it would be one section, one hetzer for the whole thing. If there's no lechi at the far end, you have nothing. Okay, let's hold the Mishaburas here. So holding the Mishaburas on Lamed Aleph.